Hello and welcome, my friends, to the Growth Mode Conversations podcast. We are so excited to bring you this new show. I'm Matt Major, founder and chief growth officer of Growth Mode Technologies, your local IT department. We're a different type of tech company, and while technology is our business, our purpose is growing businesses and helping our community. And that's what we're doing right here with the Growth Mode Conversations podcast. Each week, we'll interview a different local professional, learn about their life, and get some great advice on how we can all grow and succeed from their experience. The best thing you can do to participate is visit our website, growthmodetech.com, and sign up for our newsletter. In the newsletter, you're going to get updates on this podcast with the latest episodes. You're going to get some technology tips, some general business information, and some events that might be happening in the community. And of course, if you need technology services to grow your business, not just support it, but make it better, that's what we do. Again, growthmodetech.com is the place to be. But enough with the plugs and all that. Let's get into the show.
What's going on? Welcome back to the Growth Mode Conversations podcast. We have our first returning guest. This is a milestone for the podcast. He was here. He's been one of the most popular guests so far. When I talk about the podcast or when I've introduced it to people and I follow up a little later, they're, man, we watched that crypto guy, man. That was really interesting. I was really into that. And then they always tell me, this is Peter Smith, by the way. So you've already done the introduction thing on the show, so I feel like you're just a...
Same.
But they tell me, they're like... You know, it's so interesting, all these different things he's doing. And then there's this fitness thing, this flexing thing they talk about. And what's that? And that's exactly why we have you here, because we are going to focus specifically on this project, venture, product. I don't know the best way to describe it. I think it involves all these things. But, Peter, welcome back to the show.
Know that people are listening and watching, and it's always satisfying to have it all
right?
Be heard, for sure.
It's like we did this for a reason, you know? It's not just Troy and Abed in the morning. This is like an actual podcast that, you know, at least 7 to 8. Peter, tell us what's going on, because we're not just necessarily even talking about flexing. We're really getting to its launch, right?
Well, yeah. Let's start with the ending of the previous. I knew that Flexin was launching, and I didn't have a date on it.
Sure.
We've launched the product. It's usable now at app.flexin.io. For anyone who wants to upload a handstand, going to that and clicking on the upload is going to return them a review of a handstand. And
that's awesome.
That explains where Flexin is today. You can use it like that. And for... portion of the world for whom there's not handstand coaches in their city or their town, this is for them. This is where we're starting with.
Sure.
I have residents here in Syracuse, and there is no, at this particular moment, spot to go for just handstand classes. There's enough challenge in doing it that you really want a coach. If you don't have a coach, you can get there. You can use YouTube and so on. That's sort of how Flexin evolved, was out of YouTube.
Sure. And that's like you were saying before. It's like that's the video's great. That shows you how to do it, but there's zero feedback in terms of did I actually do that? And that's what you talk about. The need for a coach is so prevalent here.
Yeah. I loved the progression of what happened with video in the time that I was a child. The YouTube platform made it easier for anybody to learn anything.
Sure.
So in a period of time where I was on there learning more about computers and programming, a breakdancer in Australia was learning more about what's the rest of the world doing there. There was a feeling where if you were breakdancing, it really was dependent on where you lived, what skills you learned.
Okay.
So the Brazilian breakdancers would do one thing this way, and power moves would take on these particular three or four characteristics, because that's what people learned from each other and together.
Sure.
And so that breakdancer in Australia is a co-founder of the company now, and he was inspired by a French breakdancer. His name is B-Boy Jr. B-Boy Jr. can't really walk that well. In fact, you know, from birth, he had a limp. and he learned to dance, and he learned to dance with extreme strength in his arms. And so when it was very cool what he can do. And if you ever watch B-Boy Jr., he's world-renowned as one of the better break dancers that has ever done power moves, moves that acquire really, really strong strength. So he's 18 or so. My coach, Simon Atta, he sees this video of Junior, and all of a sudden he's trying harder things than he's ever tried before. And he spent years learning on how to do it. That was 2008. 2021, people still watch YouTube and they're still learning.
Sure.
And so what's evolved, I think, is all the technology around it, making it so everybody can upload. And really, everybody does upload to their phone and so on.
Right.
And this progresses that tradition of learning on YouTube, where both sides participate. Now the athlete is not only...
You've made it a two-way conversation.
It's a two-way conversation.
That's great. That's what... we see, you just got to come up with... begging for this since I was a little kid. Some sort of technology to where we can smell the food that you see in the video. Sorry, I'm getting off on a tangent here. But no, this is a phenomenal tool, and I love seeing this evolution. And we talked about this previously. I don't remember if it was on the show or off, but potential for this technology and the different applications well beyond handstands, which, as you've explained to me, are an awesome place to start because of what's required of that particular thing. I just think it's so cool.
I had a moment in the beginning of this August of this year in doing something that I've done at other company, which was write out a mission, vision, and values.
Okay.
I wrote them out and I sent them over to the team, and it was sort of quiet. And the team is five of us as co-founders here. In one way or another, we're all trying and attempting at this handstand application. And then I was in August, Denver, around a campfire, and around that campfire were employees of companies, and me as a owner is not quite the same.
Yeah.
One of them mentioned their company's values, and everybody laughed and said how silly it is that companies have values at all. And everybody said it's nice to work with the people at the company, but they didn't always like resonate with them.
Yeah.
Flexen is a missionless, visionless, and valueless company.
I love that.
We really build an application and it works. And we'll do more as we find more success and more people believe that it works, because it just makes sense to us as people that do this for the joy of it. It is so in getting fit and being healthy, enjoyable, just in the fact of itself. It doesn't matter where it goes, really. Just the act of the fitness is fun and enjoyable.
Yeah.
I think it applies to a lot more than handstands. I see ballet dancers who go through so much to get the pointiest toes on the planet. The only reason
to do it
is just for pleasing an audience or yourself or someone in the broader world. But it's not really about where it's going. It's about where it is today. And I think that's embodied in Flexen. We're at a really cool spot. We've got a launch party booked, and that's in a few days. And anyone listening in Syracuse is welcome. That's at 4:30 at Common Space downtown. We've got a trip for the three of us to Las Vegas planned out and ready for the next month. The three of us have booked it so that we've intended to spend the whole month learning with the best handstand people, is this app for them? Do the best of it want it? We think that the whole world of people learning might want it.
You're doing some very serious market research, which is a step a lot of people avoid altogether. You know, a lot of people recommend, hey, put out a survey to the public to get some information before you do a pro. You're like, we're going to go hang out with the best of the best and see what they think of our pro. It's, man, people need to do this more often.
Well, I actually would say that was more influenced the approach of this by fitness than by software.
Sure.
In fitness, in doing all of what we do, there's a model called specific adaptation to imposed demand, the SED model.
Okay.
What that move that B-Boy Jr. did, which took so much strength, looked awesome because it's a push-up with no feet. The man is basically floating on his hands in a way that the length of time that he could do it, the amount of like push-ups he could do in this position, they seem superhuman. How you get there is not by doing bench press. How you get there is not by doing an overhead press on a bar. Or what you do is your body will specifically adapt to trying to do that move.
Sure.
There's progressions to get there. It's not an easy thing to train, and that's what makes him who he is and why he's legendary, and the same for sure. My own coach. But if we go to Las Vegas and we put this in the hands of people that are really using it, we're going to adapt to the needs of those people. And yeah. That's what we want. We really do believe that on the one side, we want people that have almost never done a handstand before to try it out and upload a video. But on the other side, for people that know what they're talking about,
They're the ones that'll really know whether this is something or, you know. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I don't want to use any metaphors here. I just want it to be cool for them and to right. be thought of like this is for them. I want the people that are really in the know, and we're doing everything that we can
you
to
You want
make
it to
it
be
possible.
A fit for the community, that particular community.
It's like that.
Yeah.
And I think that if it's a fit for the people that really know their business, other people are going to come along.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's a really, really intelligent strategy. And I think you're probably going to have fun out in Vegas, too, with these. So that's pretty. Tell us a little bit about, you mentioned you can go to the website, you can upload a video quick and things like that. What's the long-term player or what people do? Is this something that they are... Are they going to subscribe to this service, the one-time use? How's it work?
No one who has ever learned a handstand has gotten on the first try.
Sure.
And the product itself is intentionally very lightweight now, and we mean that by there's no subscription, there's no sign-up. It's just your email in order to get a notification that your video is ready for review and the video itself. And okay. That's about that. Now, on the other end of it, if you're a coach... This is a productivity booster for you.
Okay.
When you're coaching and you're doing a handstand class, you've got a bunch of people in the room and they tend to go in sections and it takes about an hour and you get paid. If you're doing a private, maybe $50 per hour. And if you're having 10 people and you've got them all in there, maybe they're each paying $20. So it makes sense to do a class. It makes sense to do a private. A lot of it is downtime. A lot of it is rest between sets. And this type of thing is something where as a coach, you're also resting, and it's conversational, and there's enjoyable parts to it. We're stripping some of the rest away from the coach's experience and giving them just the handstand. So as a coach, this is a real productivity booster, and I believe it's for them that there's a lot of reasons sure. to do things like subscribe to this and have it be an additional service that you offer as a coach. They're really the folks that we think are really to set this into a business, if there's anybody at all.
So that's
already a business.
That's really the model. It's your customer, I guess you would say, not user, but your is really the coaches themselves.
It appears so. Yeah. I know that eBay makes money on both ends of a marketplace sure. with sellers and with buyers, but we're not sure exactly where our athletes are intending to spend in the whole broader world.
I understand.
It's just something that we would like to get some help understanding,
sure.
in fact.
Sure.
And so that's a major thing that we have not done yet.
Well, that's, it's interesting. Some people put the revenue model ahead of the product. And I think you are going the way you're supposed to go and put together the product and see how it's received. And I think that's great. So it's interesting to see. I'm very excited see this product launch and see where you take it. Clearly not just yourself. You've got a whole team of brilliant people doing some really cool things here. And I have a hard time not seeing this growing. I don't know exactly into what, but I can tell you've got something on your hands here. It's pretty cool.
The team part is so meaningful. Our world of the last 2 years has meant a lot of digital and virtual communication.
Sure.
Team in the five of us that are getting it started and two more that are also now joining in part-time ways are all of the software development is happening here in Syracuse.
That's awesome.
That's a very meaningful part to somebody, for a listener to understand it's possible to do these types of things. Our company is a Delaware C Corp that raises money through the means that most Silicon Valley companies would. I'm not Mark Zuckerberg, and I'm very happy that this is happening in Syracuse around people that I know that have this similar sense of wanting to participate in the broader world's economy.
Sure.
And so I see some of what happened with the virtualization of work as a little bit sterilizing certain parts of the work. And that's okay, and we're going to continue the company, and we'll hire from wherever we can find the best people.
Right.
But we are very proud that we are growing here in Syracuse.
Sure.
Three of us are locals here now, and is down in Brooklyn, and he's coming up to be in Syracuse, and Simon from Australia is coming up to be in Syracuse for this. So
that's great.
The promotion of Syracuse is very much what this is about, and it's a people-based business in the
sure.
sense of we build a product, and we're all behind it, and we're probably going to stay behind it, but occasionally we want people to know, we're, you know, hi.
Yeah.
You know, nice to have the product and all, and it's sterile, and it's clean and fun, but there's people building this.
Here's where it came from.
From Syracuse.
Right. That's wonderful. Mm. That's great. How many folks of the team are actually on the software development side?
Sure.
Just going to my nerdy roots here for a moment.
Tom Monks is based out of Lyons Falls, north of the city. He's
okay.
working on our API development. I'll just describe basically, if data has to be saved anywhere and to the outside world
sure.
or communicated to different applications, Tom is doing that. And then Angel Santiago is our design technologist. That means that if you are pressing a button or you like the way this thing looks or when it goes from a sense of loading to being finished, Angel did that.
Gotcha.
He's doing all of the visual and the interaction piece. And I'm doing some of the stuff in between what Tom does and what Angel does to finesse and otherwise maybe sort of round out some hard edges in terms of the whole experience from front to back.
Are folks you've worked with on other projects, or did they come together around Flexin?
So, of course, we've worked with some of the technical skills that they had beforehand.
Uh-huh.
Tom had done some work with a nonprofit, and so did Tom, being a contractor professionally, has the availability to start off in a lightweight way.
That's great.
Angel, this is his first time doing anything in the software world.
Oh, wow.
And I'll share very... I don't want to say he's sort of a shining light for me. He came from working as a security guard. And if you look at Angel, you'll see he's fit to be a security guard. He
that
would
made
secure
sense.
Your building. Yeah, he's a very strong fellow who likes to do Muay Thai fighting. But as I understood it from a mutual friend of ours, he wanted to learn programming. So this is the only project that he's ever worked. And he's been on this with me for about 18 months now. It was
wow.
a training project in the beginning. I just shared with him, you want to learn programming, a good way to do it is to do it. And
sure.
I've got this little thing that at the time was called Body Factory, and it's become Flexin today. Angel's entire journey from going from a security guard to software engineer has been facilitated by this idea of Flexin.
That's and so cool.
It's very, very, for me, every time I talk to him, rewarding and gratifying
yeah.
to just have this tool that's so physical actually relate to a job and all of what comes along with a job. The dignity of work is really valuable.
And something brand new. It's not even just a good job, but he was able to find something he was interested in and develop an incredible skill. I mean, it's programming sure. is a craft, and it's not for everybody. A lot of people think that, oh, I think I might want to get into that, and they get into the nuts and bolts, and they realize this is not for me. I love hearing folks to go the other way that realize that they have some skill and some passion for that. The things that we can do today with the technology and the platforms that we have available to us is awesome. So seeing people take advantage of that, just again, that's where I come from. So that's what excites me. But Such a great story. That's awesome to hear.
The teams of a size that I can share everybody. The other two, Whitebirds is a successful real estate in New York. He'll sell a property and then figure out what he wants to do with the rest of his time after he's earned his commission. And what he does with his time is art. So he's, if you've seen any 3D work at Flexen, designed all of that. And if you like our brand colors, he's picked them and chose them. And if it's more about our vibe.
That's great.
And then finally, there's Simon Atta. And Simon is a world-renowned calisthenics athlete and coach. And as a matter of sort of a shining light that Angel is for what he's done here in Syracuse, Simon is as good a man and as smart a coach as anyone has ever been. And it's just an honor with him and the other three on the team to have such a strong base of knowledge and dedication and ultimately sort of a care for all the athletes and coaches that are using this. We want them to be safe about it.
Sure.
The internet's a broad spot, and people have all sorts of advice for you, and not all of it's good.
Right.
This team here, I think one of our number one things is to be fairly moderate in what we're proposing. If you work really hard for a very long time in a methodical way, you can make skills that appear to be impossible possible.
I love it. We're going to leave it at that. We're out of time. Peter, give everybody the website again.
Straightforward thing to do is to go to app.flexen.io. It's all there for everybody to see.
Everything you need. That's if you're watching on the screen, that's what's on the screen. Incredibly easy to use, like you said, and it's available right now, right? They could jump on today and check it out. So, Peter Smith, Flexen, we're very excited. We will because the plan is to be live for that Flexen launch event that he mentioned earlier. So follow socials if you want to plug those, because I'm sure you'll see that event pop up that day or even after the fact. I'm sure it'll be living there for you. Where can they find those?
If you wanted to attend the event, you simply check it out on meetup.com. If you type in Flexen, you'll see us on there. You can RSVP and get all the details.
Awesome. That's so cool. Peter, thank you for joining us again. And until next time.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you. It's a joy to be here. Maybe we can find another way to have a conversation in the future.
You are into so many different things. There is no shortage of topics and conversations we can have. So we will no doubt do that again. So, thank you, sir.